If you're anything like me, you're still processing the ramifications of this past week's midterm election. There can be no doubt that it was a milestone in American political life. Interfaith Alliance doesn't endorse candidates or parties in any election. Our focus is fixed on religious freedom and on the implications that any election has for the security of that freedom. It's hard to imagine that yesterday's election won't have some kind of impact on how we approach the issues most central to our mission. To all of those concerned, know this. Over the past 25 years, Interfaith Alliance has defended religious freedom in Washington during Democratic Congresses and Republican ones. Perhaps not since Thomas Jefferson has any single politician or party ever fully embodied our vision of religious freedom in America, and no party is so antagonistic to it that we can't find some common ground. Having said that, we must now be even more vigilant in our defense of the First Amendment's protections of religious freedom than before. A top priority for Interfaith Alliance will be communicating with newly elected members of Congress and asking them to commit themselves to the expansive view of religious freedom for which Interfaith Alliance has advocated since its inception, rather than the narrow sectarian view pushed by the religious right, a perspective that paved the way for this year's Hobby Lobby Supreme Court decision. Some of what I've heard from newly elected politicians gives me pause. Actually, it frightens me. Reverend Jody Heiss wrote a book a couple of years ago in which he said that Islam is a political ideology and not a religion, and that Muslims are not entitled to First Amendment protection. In January, this man will be sworn into office as a United States representative from the state of Georgia. Ben Sasse said in an interview last May that he believes that an individual's religious beliefs should allow that person to opt out of nearly any law. Soon, Sasse will be a senator from Nebraska. We must begin the work today of ensuring that the newest class of Washington politicians understands what religious freedom really means. Now, we should be heartened that popular support for marriage equality and LGBT rights has never been higher. Dangerous ballot initiatives that would have imposed religious ideology on women's health care decisions failed across the country. And the energy around undoing the great damage the Supreme Court wrought in its Hobby Lobby decision continues to grow. Yet the politicians elected across the country this past election are unlikely to take up those issues on their own. It's never been more important for the Interfaith Alliance and our supporters like you to be a voice in Washington countering the religious rights distortion of religious freedom and demanding the protection of the First Amendment rights of all Americans. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. The ongoing financial support of State of Belief listeners is essential to keeping this show on the air. A big thank you to listeners who've made a donation this week. If you find value in what we're doing, I urge you to join our other generous supporters today. Please visit stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. We make this show very easy to share. Sign up for our podcast at stateofbelief.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/stateofbelief. And share the stories you find compelling with your friends. The same goes for Twitter. We're at twitter.com/stateofbelief. It's a great way for you to be an active part of getting these important voices to reach more people at a time when the noise in social media threatens to drown them out. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure and join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That state of belief.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was.